Welcome back. 5:35, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And in today's Washington Times, there's an op-ed piece by Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Senator David Vitter of Louisiana. It's called Obama's Mulligan on Keystone XL. And Senator David Vitter joins me live right now. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Hey, good to be with you, Andy. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, anytime. TransCanada reapplies for the permit,
right,
and the president gets a shot at a do-over, but my question to you is, will he take advantage of it?
Well, I certainly hope so. It looks like he probably won't because he seems to be very dug in politically, but it is a prime opportunity to have a second chance at doing the right thing, to have a do-over. And so Lisa Murkowski and I, through this op-ed, were encouraging him, to do that right thing.
Yeah. Can he simply stall, though, until after the election? Because he's already, if I understand it correctly, the State Department has it, and they could sit on it. They've already said that they probably won't get to it till next year.
Yeah. Well, that seems to be, unfortunately, the track they're on. But it's not a certainty it will even happen then. As we suggest in the article, you know, with all this delay, there's the real threat that Canada can go in another direction. And the obvious other direction they might go to is west, build a pipeline west to their west coast and go from there to China and elsewhere.
Yeah. Wouldn't approval do a great deal for our economy almost instantly?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a true shovel-ready project. It would be a shot in the arm, and that activity would start in very short order. 20,000 real jobs, $7 billion of real investment, not a penny of taxpayer money.
Now, this decision, I would think, would be a win for Obama coming into the election, unless he's worried about alienating that green base that he has.
Well, he seems to be very worried about that environmental far-left base. However, you know, politically, I don't know where they're going. They're not voting for Mitt Romney. They're almost certainly not staying home.
Yeah.
So politically, this makes no sense to me, and it's absolutely the wrong decision on the substance in terms of jobs and energy and getting us back on track.
Now, he could expedite the process if he wanted, right? I mean, there's no legal impediment.
No, absolutely not. And look, he could expedite the process, meaning he could issue the permit tomorrow.
This has
been studied for 3.5 years. There's no good argument that it needs any more study. There's a process in place in Nebraska that they have endorsed and embraced to decide on an environmentally appropriate route there. That's really the only stated reason President Obama ever had. That has been solved with an appropriate process there. So he can issue a permit appropriately tomorrow.
My guest is Senator David Vitter of Louisiana. Can you do anything either on your own or collectively to force his hand?
Absolutely. We can take over the decision. We can issue the permit by act of Congress.
Oh, okay.
You know, he has the authority basically because we give it to him. We could take over this decision and mandate that a permit would be issued. Now, that legislation could be subject to his veto, so that's another matter. But if it were passed into law, we could basically mandate the decision, and that's what we're trying to do.
I heard him reference the price of gasoline yesterday. He says the prices are dropping. Is that just campaigning?
Well, it is true that they're a little lower than they were a month and a half ago. It's also true that they're more than double what they were when he took office.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think people find great comfort in their bouncing down just below $4 a gallon. When he took office, they were about $1.83.
Mm-hmm. If this pipeline does not happen, what are the consequences?
Well, again, Canada's not going to hang around forever.
Yeah.
This energy will be produced. You know, even the folks on the far left who just think this is dirty energy, it comes from their tar sands, it shouldn't be produced.
Yeah.
That outcome is not going to happen. Canada's going to produce this energy. I disagree with them about any environmental downside to producing it, but they're going to produce it. The question is, where does it go? And if it doesn't come south to us, I think it's going to go west and ultimately to China, and with that different route, go all those jobs and that economic activity.
Yeah. And did I read that some states in America could piggyback off this pipeline in some fashion?
Yeah, there's a Keystone XL pipeline is important for purely U.S. reasons as well, because there's a lot of energy, domestic U.S. energy, trapped in the Dakotas, trapped in Oklahoma, because there's insufficient pipeline infrastructure to get it in a timely way to refineries. So this pipeline basically has on-ramps within our country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it obviously starts in Canada. It's obviously mostly about their oil, but it has on-ramps, if you will, within our country in the Dakotas, Oklahoma, to relieve that backup. So it has real domestic, positive domestic energy impact as well.
And it sounds like they'd be paying the major part of the bill.
Yeah, I mean, it's a win-win in those areas.
Yeah. Would you agree that somewhere down the road we may have a better handle on cleaner energy, but now is not the time to throw in the towel on oil and coal?
Yeah, I'm a true believer in, I think, what the great majority of Americans believe, and that's an all-of-the-above energy strategy, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
There's no single answer. There's no silver bullet. We certainly need to develop new alternative forms of energy over time, new technology, greater efficiency, conservation, new uses for clean natural gas. We have an abundance of that domestically. But part of all of the above is also to access our own energy right here in this country, including oil and gas.
Yep. One more thing before I let you run out of here this afternoon. Mitt Romney, the numbers are turning around. Past couple of days, we've seen some big strides when it comes to the women vote. We've seen him take over in North Carolina.
Yeah.
I think part of that obviously attributed to last week's gay issue,
right.
A statement by the president. But you feel positive about Mitt Romney now?
Yeah, he's doing very well. You know, I always thought a few months ago when most Republicans were in complete angst because of the sort of drawn-out primary battle, I always thought we'd get beyond that pretty quickly once it ended. But quite frankly, I never imagined this quickly.
Yeah.
It's happened amazingly quickly. The Republican base really has coalesced behind him. And I think everybody is properly focused on what this election is about. And it's really not about Mitt Romney. It's about Barack Obama. It's a referendum on Barack Obama. I think it's going to stay that way. And I think that's very, very good for the conservative side.
Yep. I agree. Thank you, Senator. I appreciate your
time
this afternoon. You take care. Senator David Bitter of Louisiana, if you haven't checked out the piece in today's Washington Times, it's called Obama's Mulligan on Keystone XL. The senator wrote that with Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska.